welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report, a weekly program of interest to shortwave listeners around the world. This is Bob Pagler bringing to you our broadcast, and I hope that you'll find information in it of value and interest to your shortwave monitoring hobby activities. These programs are sponsored by the Australian Shortwave Radio Association, which is based here in Melbourne, Victoria, and of course in Australia. I'd just like to remind you that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, using the 24-hour time system, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Solar Activity Report commences our program this time as usual, thanks to the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia. The IPS advises that solar activity continues to be at a very low level, the lowest for some months. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 89, that's 89, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 33. And those figures are expected to decrease even further in the immediate future. So it means that high-frequency propagation on long-haul paths over darkness or semi-darkness zones on frequencies above about 14 megahertz will continue to be unreliable. However, daylight paths for long-haul circuits on those frequencies above 14 megahertz will be somewhat better. They'll be quite satisfactory, in fact. So we're now moving through the plateau, or the downside of solar cycle 24, and the first sunspots for solar cycle 24 are expected to be seen soon. So that's something to look out for. Now, we have some propagation news. Did you know that Australia is a big country? High frequency conditions vary significantly across our land of sweeping plains, even within the same city or town. Here in suburban Melbourne, in the state of Victoria, propagation continues to be excellent on those bands which are open, consistent with prevailing ionospheric conditions. The pre-sunrise window is good, with solid signals from 90 through to 22 metres. 49, 41, 31, 25 and 22 metre bands are dominated by darkness mode transmissions from Europe, Africa, the Middle East and Asia. This is a summary of key frequency occupancies found recently in the window 1830 to 1900. That's in the 25 metre band, of course. 11600 Radio Denge, Kurdistan, from Kishinev in Moldova, the relay station there, broadcasting in Kurdish. 11625 Radio Romania International in Spanish, from signing on at 1900. 11660 The BBC via the Erevan Armenia relay station broadcasting to Africa in the Kirundi language. 11730 Radio Minsk in Belarus, the domestic service in Belarusian. And on 11855 the Bible Voice Broadcasting Station, the English religious broadcaster, using the Germany relay station at Nauen, with programming in Persian. And 11865, the Voice of America from the Santa Maria di Galleria relay station in the Vatican, also broadcasting in Kirundi at the same time period as the other station, BBC, on a different frequency, of course, that's 1830 to 1900. And 11945, NHK, Radio Japan, broadcasting from the Issoudun relay station in France, in Japanese. And just on the next frequency, 11955 Adventist World Radio from Moosbrunn in Austria, transmitting in Arabic. Another frequency for Radio Romania International, 11975, this time in Romanian. And the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on 11985 in English. And 12015, the Voice of Korea, North Korea in Pyongyang, with its transmission to Europe in German. And 12040, the Voice of America with its Amharic program in Kuwait. The program is also heard on 12140 from Thailand, from the Voice of America relay station at Udorn. So two frequencies for the Voice of America in Amharic to Africa, 12040 from Kuwait and 12140 from Udorn in Thailand. And 12080, another frequency for the Voice of America for its Amharic service, this time from Wolverton in England. And 12120, Philippines, the Philippines Broadcasting Service from Penang at the Reciprocal Relay Broadcasting in Tagalog. And of technical interest in the 25 meter band, we note, as I've mentioned, the Voice of America's and Amharic service from Wolverton, Thailand and Kuwait, targeting the receiving area from the east and the north. And programs in Kurundi from the Voice of America via the Vatican Radio Relay, and also from the BBC from the Yerevan Relay at the same time. And time shifted, that's 30 minutes transmissions of the Voice of Korea, resulting from the introduction of new local times there recently. So good reception here in Melbourne in the 25 metre band in our morning period. That's our pre-sunrise window, 1832-1900. Some breaking news concerning new shortwave transmitters being installed. According to the Ampigon commercial transmitter manufacturer, turnkey project with transmitters and antennas are to be installed for the Algerian radio shortwave service at Bechar and Wagia. I'm not sure whether that's correct pronunciation. Ampigon has received a major contract by Television d'Algérie, that's TDA, for development and installation of new shortwave transmission systems, enabling TDA to broadcast on shortwave without purchasing airtime from third-party vendors. Ampigon has been selected within a restricted international call to tender as a supplier. The company had already successfully installed multiple projects in Algeria in 2014, and Ampigon, in cooperation with Transradio, replaced the 1.5 megawatt long-wave transmission systems near Tipaza and is presently modernising two medium-wave transmitter stations in Bechar and Ulat Fayed. Ampigon will accompany TDA through the entire project, developing turnkey solutions at the two sites, including two 300 kilowatt shortwave transmitters, two shortwave antenna systems and civil works. All the antenna works will be carried out by Ampigon in Schifferstadt in Germany, while the transmitters will be designed and constructed at the Ampigon factory in Turgi in Switzerland. The multi-million euro project will be finished within 2 years. That's at the end of 2016. So some news there about new transmission systems to be installed for Radio Algeria on shortwave. Two new shortwave transmitters are being constructed. Now, thanks to Ampigon, the Ampigon organisation, through its website for that information. Some more shortwave station news, international broadcasting, this time from Alaska. The station KNLS recently introduced or commissioned a second 100 kilowatt shortwave transmitter. It's currently using 11870 for part of its schedule. It's known as the New Life Station, religious broadcaster. This frequency is currently scheduled 0800 to 0900 to Southeast Asia in English, 1000 to 1100 to Southeast Asia in English, 1100 to 1200 to Northeast Asia in Russian, and 1200 to 1300 to Southeast Asia also in English. Now, some other information concerning international broadcasting stations. Upcoming frequency changes of Radio Algeria and the Vatican Radio. First of all, Radio Algeria. New frequency planned for the near future is 9655, replacing 9375. And that's actually broadcast from the Issoudun, France relay station. 2000 to 2100 to Central and East Africa in the Holy Koran program in Arabic. And 2100 to 2158 broadcasting in Arabic and French to Central and East Africa. That's the national chain number one, also replacing 9375. And the French service on that frequency is 2100 to 2108 and approximately 2148 to 2152. The upcoming frequency change for the Vatican Radio, broadcasting via the Uzbekistan, that's the Tashkent relay station. 1230 to 1300, the new frequency is 11875 to the Far East in Russian, replacing 11845. And it's parallel to 15370, also from a relay station, the IBB relay station in the Philippines at Tanang, programming, of course, in Russian. So some frequency changes there. And Radio Biafra is using 19 metre band on 15560, believed to be via the Usudan transmitting station in France. Broadcasting on shortwave, 1800 to 2000, using 15560, and has music and an English program. So, Radio Biafra. Actually, it's a commission brokered station, relay station there. And that completes our roundup of shortwave news. Hope we found the program of interest and that the information we've given will be of value to you in your shortwave monitoring activities. So until our next broadcast, this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening and good DX. See you soon.